All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual 420 special with our boys, CPS Dave, DPK, and Deca Al. Welcome to the show, guys. Absolute pleasure to have you in the studio. We're in a little different scenery today. We thought we'd open it up for the crowd, but we're ready to fucking rip.
Love it.
We've put together the Midwestern Avengers of 420 for today.
I feel so out of place on this couch. I feel like not nearly popular or cool enough to be sitting right here.
Oh, you are.
Mitch is the only guy in this whole building that can't consume any THC right now.
That is true.
And you're kind of on the bench right now. How do you feel?
Nervous. I feel nervous at best.
We'll take care of you.
This is actually okay. An intervention to get you to smoke weed.
I don't think that's what an intervention is.
It's time for you to start, bro.
I think that's just forcing. I don't know if you can call that an intervention.
Well, it's an outervention.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're starting a hot turkey.
A hot turkey.
A purevention.
Oh. Al, what do you got cooking up for the boys over here?
Well, we had an issue with combusting, so I figured I would let it buck with vaping. I told these guys I had just the right thing to bring. I got all kinds of special goodies. I mean, this is 420 for Minnesota. What's up? Can we hear it? Can someone comment on there? What's up, 420 Minnesota?
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm psyched.
This guy's more media trained than any of us, right? Hey,
way more.
First Minnesota legal 420.
Like, it is.
This is straight up.
This is a big celebration for us.
It is a big celebration.
So we decided to bring our Wisconsin friends over to celebrate with us.
You guys got us beat by a long shot. It'd probably be 5 years for us. Hey, Wisconsin.
You guys want to smell what we're smoking on?
Big time.
What might I do?
Big time.
That's 8 different kinds all ground up at once. We don't fuck around.
Oh my God.
I smell what you guys are smoking on, and it was just a Passover, and I almost fucking went down.
It smells good, ladies and gentlemen. It smells pretty good.
I just want to give a second to appreciate you guys coming all the way here, because when Dave pulled up, his Jeep tire had a goddamn crescent wrench stuck in it.
Go get that thing, man. That thing was huge.
Sitting on a flat.
Luckily, you came to a Redneck podcast. We were able to make a couple calls, get some buddies out here. Got it done for him.
Now he's got a set of 22-inch spinners on it.
Yeah. Brought him to Los Santos Customs, hooked him up, new paint job.
Knew we were getting stoned, so we figured we should probably do it before it starts instead of trying to figure it out after in the dark.
Well, now that we got the heat taken off of us a little bit.
Al, as the only non-pothead in the room, I am just fucking in shock right now about what's going on. Can you explain to me? Everyone else watching probably already knows what's happening. I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
I don't know if they can quite see it from on the ground, but brought the volcano. We're going to let it buck. Just warmed up.
So what does that thing do?
You just grind up your flower, your herb. It doesn't combust. It's 98% more pure for the lungs, so it just feels great when you hit it, and you get great flavor on everything you taste. It doesn't actually combust, so no 365 plus degree or 465. It's just so much better on your lungs. This is how you medically use it.
So is it more like air? Because like the weed smoking that I've done in my lifetime has been like shitty ditch weed out of a 1E. Like, I feel like I'm going to die when I hit it.
This will be like a really good high. Technically, when you vape, it's a whole new experience. You have the session. It takes you a little bit to start feeling it, but you start feeling it the whole time, where you go smoke your 1E and you're, oh, fuck. But then you also come down quicker, too, and you use a lot more and you consume a lot more. I don't know if it's getting picked up on the camera, but this is some dense smoke. Yeah, who wants this first one for 420 Minnesota?
Sammy wants that first one.
I never
Sammy's
ripped one of these.
Look at the net up.
He was trying to take a break. I said, nah, man, we got you, dude. Let's just rock it.
Just for all the audio listeners, do yourselves a favor and get on YouTube and watch what's going on. I think you said don't push it.
No push, just
fuck. Oh, yeah, no push. You just put that black puck or black mouthpiece, just push it in your mouth and pull. You normally get like 3-4 good bags, and it just depends what you're smoking too. Some of them have less THC concentration than others.
Pull that orange thing away.
Oh yeah, these are good.
Oh, you gotta take that whole damn thing down like a. Breathe all your air out first.
There you go. He's already ready.
Oh yeah. One of my roommates in college bought a volcano vaporizer. It was
he's already got eyeballs like marbles.
How long can you let it sit?
You up next?
I'm up next.
Are you?
I mean, I guess I will be.
I'll take it if not.
A little out of order, but
that first one too has got all your CBN and all your pain and helpfulness too in there. So.
Oh, Travis is putting you to shame right now, Sam. That was like half a bag.
Dude, he crunched that cotton candy, dude.
Yeah. It's like
it might be
fair.
A mistake, but I just figured I'd jump in.
I'll show you guys how to do it. You got Michael Phelps this shit. Boom.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, yeah.
I'm more good like Lord. A Mitchell Phelps. I can feel that one deep in my lungs.
Oh. Is this going to hurt? Does it hurt your lungs?
We just got so much cooler since when I stopped smoking. This shit is way cool.
This is definitely the way to consume, though. I mean,
Holy shit. This
is like hopping in your Tesla if you're used to that Geo Metro, and then you get on this. Oh, man, fuck that one hitter.
Like, oh, shit.
Oh,
he's showing
damn.
Up. I was done right there.
Good Lord.
And then you go back for your second because it's early in the morning. You ain't trying to fuck around. I don't do that caffeine. That's all I do, man. Good morning, America. No caffeine.
None.
Not for me. Man, that felt good. Are you feeling better?
I feel fucking awesome. Man.
I told you I'd have what you needed.
I went up a notch. I guess two notches.
Okay, Travis, now that we got you nice and lubed up here. Run us back. We haven't seen you since you went to West Virginia, opened up for Afro Man.
Mm-hmm.
How was that trip? What was that like? Run us through that whole thing.
Oh, honestly, it was one of the best I've had yet, just the way the whole experience went down. So first and foremost, I got to give a shout out to my boy Tyler Dunning for volunteering the Winnebago
for the scenario. Yeah, you wrote your whole, like, crew rolled down there in a Winnebago.
So like probably like a month, maybe a little bit more than that, but it was like a month out. My buddy Tyler said, bro, I just bought this Winnebago RV. What do you say we take that out to West Virginia? And up to that point, we're always thinking about taking the 4Runner Express, Caroline's 4Runner. We've taken it to so many concerts. Yeah. It's an amazing vehicle, but I just thought, you know, rolling in this Winnebago is going to make this a whole experience. We can film... Dude, we got on that thing. It was like a rolling fucking house party all the way to West Virginia. We got out there. The people were super awesome. Met up with some other artists and some people I've been waiting to meet up and collaborate with. Everybody was vibing with the West Virginia crew, and then the show went awesome.
Did you get to hang out with Afro Man? Mike?
So here's the thing about Afro Man. The whole day. I'm talking, actually, I don't even say the whole day. 15 minutes into the fucking day, and the promoter of the event, nice guy named Steven, comes walking up to our cabin they got us, and he goes, yeah, none of us have heard from Afro Man.
Oh my God.
And I was like, man, it must pay to be the fucking man, because you can just, I've been in contact with this guy the whole fucking time. I mean, he's telling me about ticket sales, and I'm doing videos to promote it. I'm the opener for the opener for the headliner. And so anyways, he come down and said, yeah, he's just not talking to nobody. And so we're all like, well, maybe that bumps us up to headliners. Oh, maybe we don't see Afro Man. That would be a huge letdown. It would, because we're all stoked about it. And like, I don't know, like 2 hours before, whatever, they're like, Afro Man's at the airport. We got the fucking people already waiting there for him. So like, he's on the way or whatever. And I'm not even kidding. For anyone that was like doubting him, like he was coming in like shady for not talking to anyone, this motherfucker shows up in a like this camouflage silk suit with like a full entourage of people. They come up in all these vehicles. They walks up on stage. He fucking has a pot leaf guitar. He plays like 80% of the songs I hope to hear from him, and a bunch of songs I never fucking heard before. And he just kind of, he don't move around very fast anymore.
Yeah.
He just kind of fucking jives side to fucking side and does shit like, let's all get drunk tonight. And then he just goes into full guitar solos. And it was honestly one of the coolest concerts I ever seen. Did we get to hang out with him? We got to meet him afterwards slightly, and I got to tell him that I just got to open up for you. I've been hanging on to this CD sleeve since I was in fourth grade when my mom, bless her heart, bought me this. I've been hanging on to this. Well, I've been hanging on to it. My mom held on to all these totes. And when me and Caroline moved, she goes, got a bunch of totes with all the stuff that you've, you know, left around my houses over the years. And in it was the Afro Man sleeve. Same year I found out I was going to open up for him. So that's what I brought for him to sign.
That's sweet.
And I tried to tell him all this in like, you know, you got like fucking 20 seconds to really get the point across, but it's a whole life story. So I tried, you know, I did as fast as I could. And this is all he said to me. He goes, "Hell yeah, little buddy." That's what he said to me. He said, "Hell yeah, little buddy." And I was like, fuck, that's the best reaction I could possibly ever ask for. You're a fucking busy guy. He was fucking hard. There's already people lining up. So anyways, to wrap up the story, I got the thing signed, got a picture with him. It was one of the best fucking pictures I ever got. Me, Caroline, and Afro Man. And then after that, a shout out to my fiance, Caroline. This guy didn't really have like a planned meet and greet line. And all of a sudden, now he's in one. One person's getting something signed. People just lining up. And Caroline's like, since we got such a good picture, we got to make sure that everybody else does. So we hooked Afro Man up with the Sharpie so he could sign shit. And then she proceeded to take my little video light I carry around and just stood up on a cooler and held the shit up for like an hour and 20 minutes while every person that he met had like good ass lighting for their photos. Caroline just stood there holding it up.
Dude, she's a real one.
Hell yeah.
She was. She was like, dude, I just want to make sure everybody else gets a good picture. It was a funny moment. But West Virginia was dope and Afro Man was fucking Afro Man.
When Afro Man performed Colt 45, was it just fucking wild? Because that's like one of the cult classics. Everybody knows the words.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the crowd starts going crazy.
Yeah, and he totally deserves this. He allows the crowd to basically do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he leads you into it, and then he lets you do half the verses and shit, because it's the most, personally, my favorite song of his is Palmdale. It's just kind of a Prescott cult classic, and he didn't play that, but I understand it, because it's a fast rapping song, but he killed it.
Dude, even then, the whole crowd could take over.
Everybody was so stoked, and he really, like, he played songs I'd never heard before, but he presents them in this, like, there's no one else that makes music like him. It was it was like one of those like underrated concerts. I was like, dude, it was cool though. And the last thing I want to say about him, because this shit was funny. So there's the VIP section sectioned off at concerts. I'm not used to this because I usually don't have VIP, still don't. We go out there and I'm like, why is there this gate? You find out pretty quickly, like, well, it's VIP for the guy that's playing three concerts after you. And I'm like, well, why don't I don't need a VIP? Like, let the people come up front. It's hard. They don't want you to. So like,
yeah,
make people stand like 10 feet back. It's so dumb. So I usually tell people, hop the fence, and then they get mad at you. But anyways, it's four people like Afro Man. He walks up there and gets on the motherfucking stage, and like three dudes walk up before he performs and goes, here's the thing with the VIP area. No dudes allowed.
No way.
100%. No artists, no nothing. Everybody clear the fucking way. You have to stand on the side, peripheral. And it was only the chicks that were allowed up there. And I was like,
that's hilarious.
Afro Man.
That's a baller.
He was. He was an absolute baller.
Damn. What was the. See, for me, when I go on, like, we went on a road trip to Ohio, all the On Tap boys. And one of my favorite parts of it was just the ride there and back. Like, just the bonding on the ride, you know, it gets weird sometimes, a lot of jokes made, a lot of roasting. What was it like on the RV? Because that's what I would have really cherished from that, just the ride back and forth.
I filmed like 71% of it. Like, so like, it was like, there was so much of it that I've already revisited. It was awesome. Most of it was literally, I'm not even kidding, most of it was watching my buddy Reed. He's so jacked up about the concert. Coming back was even fucking worse, because he would just want to play beats, and all of a sudden he's just fucking rapping. If I put on the camera, he just starts rapping. Sometimes 3-4-7 minute freestyles.
Yeah.
Some of it coherent, some not. And I just filming it anyways. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna post this or not, but I just might.
Yeah, he's the ultimate. He's the ultimate hype man, but he does really get into it.
He is, and there was a couple characters on there that trip. We got to bring Grizzly, our dog, and it was super awesome because He's kind of getting older, and we never really got to bring him on one of these adventures, but it was pretty funny because after one of the concerts, we come ripping back to the cabin we were staying in. It was like they got two bunk beds. Like, this is what they put us up in. It was actually, in my world, epic. little log cabin. It's got a mini fridge, bathroom and a shower, and like two little wooden bunk beds, plywood, little mini mattress on there. And he's like, this is what we're putting you up in. I was like, this is dope.
Damn, that's sick. That sounds amazing.
It was amazing. That's what I thought it was. It's like, I don't need no, you don't got to impress me with much. This was the shit. I could take a shower after the fucking show, like, you know, much later, but it was fun. And then Tyler parked the fucking RV like right there. And then we were right next to another artist, Kingry. Shout out to Kingry. He's a fucking awesome up and coming artist. And then fucking, who the fuck is Justin Time? I don't know if you ever heard of him.
He's yes.
Absolute animal. Artist, entrepreneur, started this redneck rave down south that's just blowing up.
He started that?
Yes. And he has like a... It's like a full community of people that like rally around this shit. Not like there's like the off-road community. There's like a totally different off-road community. And then there's like this like redneck rave kind of movement. And it is fucking epic to see these people show up for this. Like in just the filming, I wasn't even afraid to show this. This was fucking awesome. Leading into, he was the second to the headliner, Afro Man. So from like my show of how many people were there to like, you can see the shade just go down a little bit into night, like dusk when they come up there. And all of a sudden there's four times the fucking people there. Like it's leading into the Afro Man time. You kind of get gypped a little bit in the opener spot, but these people that are there, they're like, I'm going to that fucking party.
That's sweet.
And it was cool to be a part of it. Cause me and Kingry got to lead him into that. We did a song together, did that. And then it was a fun ass night. I don't want to talk about it too much. Cause there's obviously other shit to talk about.
Yeah, but, is anyone feeling it?
But since you brought it up, I've been waiting to tell that story. Cause it was a monumental moment. And now I'm kind of stunted because we've always just rode like fully stocked in a vehicle. And then all of a sudden we took this fucking Winnebago. We're like driving through Chicago and you're fucking holding yourself up with one hand, taking a piss. And the driver is no caution to you, you know, so you got to hold yourself up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've definitely done that at the
RV. You do that. It's people are making pizzas. We were drinking Ronnie D. Tony was there with us. Trips came with us for the first time. He hasn't got to see this out-of-state shit popping off. And so he's always seen it from afar. And then all of a sudden we're like, you're coming with on this one. And he did. And last thing I will say about it, the guy that was putting on the whole event, there's always like this ultimate DJ that just kind of is like runs the sound equipment. He's always like sound check, checking your mics and everything. The ultimate audio engineer there. And he had already done everyone's sound check the next day. And he said, dude, you guys' fucking mix down was the cleanest of anybody that played this weekend. Just the way that your instrumentals are set up for your voice to just cut through them. It sounded so good or whatever. And I was like, see, that's awesome because a lot of people are either using just their song, playing it like off of Spotify, or they're using just a version of the track with like their vocals on it.
Yep.
And he's basically taking what he mastered to my voice, the instrumental, and then just subtracting my voice so that I'm out there doing it and keeping in certain things like ad libs and a little bit to help you out in the chorus when you run out of breath. And ultimately, you're setting yourself up to really hold the weight out there on the microphone. You're not relying on just the track playing.
Yep.
And in that, I owe a huge shout out to him because I was like, dude, they fucking said that shit sounded good and it does not sound good because of me. He's the one mixing that shit. So it was sweet to have him there to be able to see that live because usually we get all the credit. And long story short, it was fucking cool.
Yeah, dude, Trips, he's a real, real talented guy. When we had him on the pod, you know, we hung out with him a little bit afterwards. Dude, he's just a good fucking dude, honestly.
Yeah, dude, Trips is the fucking man.
Yeah, dude. He's underrated. He doesn't that was the funniest thing. He doesn't really drink, but like there, dude, like Justin Time, that guy, it's hard to say you don't drink around him. He basically walks around with like a bottle of Crown or a bottle of moonshine at all times. And all of a sudden I just see Tony. He's just fucking over there. Just whoop, whoop. And I seen him bust loose like two times on that trip. And I was like, never seen it before.
That's sweet. There,
and he kept his shit together, but all of a sudden he was just drinking. I was like,
getting a good vibe, and then it's hard to stay away from it, you know?
Dude, it's also really fun to watch your buddy who doesn't party start to fucking party.
Yeah.
It's fun to like, it's kind of shitty because like you don't want to be the guy that turns him. But it's really fun to watch him let loose every once in a while. The dude who's usually like the sober cab, or like he's always there, but he's just chilling.
Exactly. You could be like the entrance for, you know, maybe them to like really go overboard though.
Yeah. Then you feel horrible.
Like just don't do it because they can't just have a little bit. Like they'll just go all in all the time, you know?
Everyone's got to let them demons out at one point.
100%. 100%.
Got to crack that valve.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, ow. These volcanoes are making me feel like I'm...
like floating. I told you to get so much higher for so much longer. Like, I'm like zoning in and out. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude.
We're all just sitting here like, whoa.
He puts on his mask. I just start randomly laughing. I'm like, is everyone looking at me now? I'm like, oh, fuck, dude.
You took it off.
Yeah. I seen the mask.
You didn't even acknowledge it.
I seen the mask. I was thinking, I didn't know that was a fucking option, dude. I would love to look like me, dude.
That's how I originally was going to come on. I almost refused. I remember, I'm like, oh, no, it's got to be drugs. I'm going to be blacked out, got a voice blackout. I'll talk about some shit, but no, fuck that. Look at me. I'm ready to hear what's up for 20 Minnesota.
Dude,
everyone's bag is half full yet because they're fucking feeling it. Oh. If you're not feeling it, you better tell the crowd right now because that volcano does its goddamn job.
I've been a pussy on my second one. I'm not going to lie.
You know,
it's not playing around.
Yeah, it's good to have one of these in a legal state. You know what I mean? It just tastes better. But I will tell you this. I felt the product that I've used. So I don't know. I don't know if I need any more at this present moment.
But. Oh, I feel it good. And I had two bags, and I normally have three, but that was eight different strains of all throwed up.
I had two bags.
Is it okay? I start handing out some gifts here to guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and I brought some stuff. It's a holiday.
You got eight in there. When I was in high school, there was this song we used to listen to. I won't recite the whole thing, but there was. I remember in the intro to it, 3-6 Mafia. They were like, "We got three different kinds of weed grown all together."
Yeah. I got.
Eight different strains
I roll up.
That might not be necessary.
We'll let Mitch start going first because I heard he doesn't use THC yet, but he's around the right crowd. So when he does, he knows he's not getting poisoned or nothing, you know? We got him some shit here.
Damn.
All I'm saying is fuck the Easter Bunny. You come hit up Deca, whatever. I'll fill your stocking or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Well, don't fuck it.
True. I always hated that fucker out of all of them.
Yeah, Mitch, the as Easter the Bunny? Only...
CPS
like,
Dave.
As the only sober person here, can you just analyze the situation right now for me? Just break it down.
That's got to be a weird spot to be in right now.
Are you talking to me?
Don't leave out our buddy.
I can explain what you got there, too, when you got a, you know.
The path of the righteous.
Oh, yeah, I guess Bodhi's sober, too.
Those are Deca Freeze that you just had. Those are freeze-dried 10-milligram piece live rosin. That's why I'm itching to get at these. I'm personally waiting to eat one.
Wait, do mine fuck me up, too? Because I got the same thing. Okay, mine don't have weed in them, though,
look,
right?
Yours are straight Jolly Rancher Kitty like Kids.
These. Hell, yeah.
And you might even have the tropical because, man, I ain't fucking playing around with the tropical.
You got
so
the kids
good.
Bag, dude. Hell, yeah.
Being the only sober guy here, I feel like... You know that there's a certain level of excitement you get. Like, say, you know, it's your buddy's birthday and he's getting a bunch of gifts and it's just fucking really cool and everyone, like, the vibes are high.
Yeah.
I'm just having a great time watching you guys get high. Like, that's fun for me.
It has to be. The reason I know, because recently we haven't been drinking a whole lot in my household and my buddy is having his bachelor party. I'm going to his actual wedding in Mexico. This is past now, but. I was like,
holy shit.
Do I really got to go to your bachelor party too? If you know I'm not drinking at that time. And he goes, no, you don't have to. You're coming to the wedding.
Cody.
Some rage in there. I couldn't resist. I showed up to the bachelor party anyways, but I wasn't drinking and I just watched everybody else getting blasted. And it was a full different experience.
It's the kind of.
Check out what you got.
It makes you want to participate in the party too, though.
I loved every second of hanging out with them, but I knew I was driving home that night. Like, I'm going back home. Tonight's about a two-hour drive up there. These guys are out there. There's so much blood on this ice when I get out there. I mean, they are just slaying Northern at this house. It's a nice cabin right on the ice. Show up there. I know I'm not drinking. It was instantly hard. There was 15 bottles on the table, and no one's really forcing me to not drink. It was a challenge. Right.
That's the best, worst feeling in the world. Like, you know, it's few and far between that I ever sober cab to a party, but if I get to a party and I'm sober cabbing and the vibes are fucking right, man, does it, it is difficult to like not participate.
Yeah.
It is so hard to like just sit there. It was. It's great watching all your buddies have fun.
It was.
We got to talk about these treats right now.
Those are the ones you like, dude.
What's that?
Those are the ones you like, remember? Yeah, isn't that the coffee flavor one?
It is.
I don't do caffeine or coffee at all, and I was so sad when I...
What? It's freeze-dried espresso-flavored M&Ms. These things so are amazing.
Is there going to be caramel. A storefront that these are available in, or what?
We do have a bunch of stuff that we can offer you right now, but we're working on what's called the cottage law in order to, you know, mail it and...
Dude, you don't got to go to the storefront. Just scan the QR code, brother.
Specifically just for the freeze-dried candy, for the record. Through Cottage Claw.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the other shit, dude. Yeah. If you want to pull it out, too, I can explain what it is. And then, you know what you got there, too. Otherwise, whatever. But I want
to... You want my mic? You can talk through it as you pick through?
I wanted to make the 420 episode as lit as I possibly could.
What is this, sir?
That's my live rosin disposable, and you know we sent picture. Maybe we'll post picture, but we're working on it all custom right now. But that's just live rosin and full spectrum terps mixed up. I literally see stars when I hit those.
I got one in my deca drop, and they're good.
All right, so top of the dome. When is the best moment where you go, okay, since I know I'm going to see stars, let me hit that motherfucker. Like, when is the moment when that's appropriate?
Right fucking now. No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, about it is it's like, okay, you can't smell bad or whatever, and now you got that vape, so now you're not, like, blowing up a big fucking joint or one heenie or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Now, and like this, that didn't smell at all. So it's like, I mean, I brought those as options to, like, show what we can use. But there's also, like, a Deca joint in there. That's my custom 10-pack pre-roll that's about to get redesigned eventually. And freeze-dry candy. What else did I throw you guys
in there? Thought this was 420, not Easter. I'm just, like, so excited for you guys.
I wanted to make sure that you had something, too, though.
Yeah, I appreciate are in there. The hell of it.
Those are non-THC, everything that isn't written THC or with a label on it.
Also, I'm a huge, I'm glad Cody busted out the t-shirt because I am a huge free t-shirt guy. If I can get a fucking free t-shirt, I don't think I paid for any of the t-shirts that are in my closet anymore. Everything has been given to me.
Ugh, this is unbelievable.
I'm not going to lie. I have plenty of shirts that I bought, but I have a good collection of shirts that I've got from, you know, people that believe in what I'm doing on the internet, people that I rep religiously, and some of them I fucking love. I keep a nice collection of them, and I'm like, if I could work into a place where t-shirts were just given to me, like they just rained in.
Oh, man. T-shirts and hats, dude. If you can, I mean, when they come
and
free,
patches.
I would so much
hats
rather.
For sure.
I would so much rather, like,
especially I'm rep wearing, CPS hats.
Rep CPS, show me that butthole. This was a free hat. I won this on a fucking drawing. Free t-shirt. Oh, my God. There's no better outfit than one that didn't cost you any money, and it looks dope.
The whole outfit didn't cost you money? That's a rough one. But
I mean, that'd be crazy. I do buy jeans, but.
Those are for anybody. Anyone eat whatever you want. I think Cody won't mind keeping the rest at home.
Are these just sweets? Or are they?
Yeah, literally, like, you put, like, 10 of them in a fucking bag, it's $10. So they're, like, $1 a piece. Like, I showed up boss
That's
level
crazy.
For you guys just because
so like
I want to promote.
To? Is it appropriate, you know?
That's non-THC anything. That's
just candy.
That's pure candy.
Just candy.
It's just an M&M.
It's a caramel M&M freeze-dried.
It's very
You ever had freeze-dried candy and shit before?
The weird thing is, I trust you.
You better check this out. This is straight product. Straight. You guys send it, smell it, check it.
Oh my god!
What is that?
Granimals.
Man, this is 420 episode.
Oh, it's in the couch.
I want to show off some stuff because you know Bodie right here. He's gonna be custom making these soon. So all my people that are like loyal to me, you're gonna be seeing this, and it ain't gonna be. Oh, man, you guys just stick around. Fuck big business.
We're cooking. We're cooking.
I need as many loyal people on the streets as possible.
Amen, brother.
Big business is coming, dude, and if we don't stick together, we're all fucked. So, like, find someone to support, and shit, I support anyone that's down to support me and to support my product, period.
Hell yeah. Drop the mic. Hell yeah. I love that.
There's no way I'm going to do anything but agree with that statement.
Smell that fucker. This is like, strawberry gelato.
Oh yeah?
That's this part. Is like, we vaped all
Mitch
of these
so
together.
Out
we
of
vaped
his comfort
all of these
zone.
Together.
Acid
this is like, so, no, it's such a legit, like, adult kid in a candy store. There's literally just candy and weed everywhere, and there's just potheads flocking.
You, At one point in your life, it was so hard to find ones that smelled like this. Like
you didn't know me. You didn't know me.
You don't even want to know.
Yeah. Early 2000, even.
Yeah, it was a hard fight, dude.
You knew the train wreck back then. That's about it. Here, check that out.
I'm not going to lie. One time, a guy that I know never incriminated anybody, but he had some. He goes, I'm not going to lie to you, buddy, but it smells like puke. I'm serious. And it was the best shit I ever had. If I could go back in time to that moment, I would.
Sounds gross, though.
Here comes a big Detroit energy.
It was terrible. It smelled like, oh.
These are all
straight. Worst part was I could
indoor.
Only afford about $8 worth of it.
Yeah, dude, why is it so expensive?
Why is it so expensive? Because so people expensive. Are out there raping, but it's like, if you know it,
these hoes, man,
people are selling, no people are selling overcharging subpar product, too.
They're overcharging for these?
Overcharging, oh, okay. Yeah, and under quality. And a lot of people, like I just talked to a kid the other day, and I totally got through to him. He's flying to the West Coast. He's going to come hit me up. But it's like, he was more about the quality being lower and then being able to sell more to people. But I'm like, but now you're selling a lower quality cart to someone where they might not come back. You know, wait till you give them the good high quality because people just come back. I want to use my stuff myself. I don't want to, oh, that didn't smell good. I want to be like, holy fuck, big Detroit energy. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right? That smells really good.
Sam, right?
Oh, absolutely. I just bought a half ounce of it. I did.
After all this, you bought it?
No, I bought it last week.
Everyone out there supporting.
Yep. Small support business. Local business, dude.
Well, the thing is my if you spend your money in Minnesota, it's going to stay in Minnesota. You go spend your money in California, that shit's fucking gone. They got a Lambo. They're already tricked out on you with 4 GTs all over. It's time for Minnesota. We need Cody and the Model X. I need, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No one's got a Cybertruck up here. Like everyone always forgets about Minnesota. Deca Minnesota Al. Always gets shit on. Fuck that. We're here to deliver good, high-quality THC. 420 Minnesota.
We get in the cyber
truck. Dude, if people don't understand, though, that this is a legal state, this guy's on the ground level of
25
you have no
plus
idea
years.
What this could, I'm all for it, buddy. Like, I'm just saying, like, to some people, it still just sounds like you're glamorizing something that they might not understand, but realistically, you're at the ground level of.
Marijuana has saved my life. Well, I guarantee you, without marijuana, I would not be here. And I want everyone else to know it. This is something good.
I've always been a fan of it. I've always been a supporter of it. Sometimes there's been times in my life where I couldn't do it, you know.
You used to always make me
piss test.
Now they got HHC. So you're afraid of failing your UA, you take HHC or like edible HHC. It's a cousin of THC, so you actually get super fucking high, but you don't test out at all.
Well, damn, they're evolving, man. That's crazy. I didn't even know
you get
that.
Semi-truck drivers will ask for that and stuff because, you know, if they get in an accident.
I think like not to dive into it, not to dive into it.
Are you trying to tell me our truck drivers are around driving around legally suited?
Well, not all.
Not to dive into it, but like I'm just saying like when I was like working heavily and everything, like I think the best option is to just not participate. When you got to take,
got to assess the risk.
It is.
I'm just going to straight up. That, I don't think people should be experimenting at all. If you're working a job, where I mean,
if that's your only way to make money, don't cut off your money line.
No, don't cut off your money line at all. But I do believe, you know, when you are allowed to participate,
every job that was offered to me as a felon was a job that I would never have fucking been at if I wasn't high. Fuck that shit. Fuck you, Hardy, McDonald's, all that shit.
These are different jobs. Different jobs.
I made more money on break.
There's some jobs you gotta go too high.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely. I worked at Pizza Hut.
Don't even kid yourself.
And it was mandatory.
I used to clean a bakery,
There's places where it's mandatory. And
you had
encouraged.
To smoke cigarettes. That's how they got me on them, dude. They'd take me out, make me smoke six of them in a row.
That's how you got out.
Yeah, you gotta have break.
Absolutely. You get your little breaks then. I was put through the ringer. Boys, I think we just got all this product. I think we should check it out off camera. Our audio listeners, if you haven't already switched over, you might as well. This is not the audio type podcast. But I think we take a bathroom break, dose up, and we're gonna come back pretty fucked up.
I feel like Stay Dirty should be like a logo for like Fireball or something, you know? It's great that it's yours, but like, you know, because there's like Stay Thirsty, my friends. It was like,
oh yeah,
Fireball, Stay Dirty.
It's just one of those things that was I don't know. I definitely didn't intend for it to be what it was, but it was just kind of like the closing moniker of like lives and shit. And then all of a sudden it just kind of turned into, I definitely say it after about 99% of my videos. I don't know.
Dude, it's a beautiful saying. It's like high class white trash.
It's like, I'm not saying that I own it, but I'm saying that like in the space of the internet and every hashtag and every space you could possibly look, you wouldn't be able to look it up without seeing my ugly mug. So yeah,
it's catchy too. It really rings.
Speaking of dirty, how about what the fuck Mitch's idol and your good buddy Whiskey Biz is up to right now? Getting a TV show and you're on it?
I'm not on it.
Your picture is like right in the beginning of it. I was like, oh my God.
Dude, wasn't that amazing?
I was like, holy shit, that's sweet.
I was like,
you're on HBO Max.
It was literally such a funny moment to me because I was literally watching it just humbly wanting to support a friend. We literally had took out, I'm very cheap like this, like took out a 7-day fucking trial just to fucking check out the show, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not just gonna go commit and do a streaming channel just to watch it. So watching the first episode and I just out of nowhere just see myself like immediately, like me and him up on top of the razor. That was at Rednecks with Paychecks, Texas.
Dude, that's so cool. I saw a flash up. I was watching it on my laptop. I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy.
We're really proud of him. He's met him like right when my TikTok started to kind of do good. And then seeing like the way that he grew in like the community, kind of like when I said there was like different sections of the off-road community, when I said to you about Just In Time and like what Whiskey Biz is doing, like he is on like a different side, but it's like the same thing. It's hard to really explain, but like there is this like domain at these mud fests. They're hard. I would do everyone that's offered to me, just to be completely honest, to play music, to go there, the people ripping around on razors, drinking some beers.
Oh, it sounds like a blast.
Always jamming good ass tunes. Everybody's in like the same mood. Like everyone and everybody's getting fucking dirty.
Yes.
And I was like, dude, I love this. And like shout out to Whiskey Biz. The last time I went to one with him, he just like let us use a razor. Like he just brought, he said, if you come to this, I will bring you one.
Just has a spare one in the shop.
He didn't ask me for experience levels, me or Caroline. Just
but
brought
Caroline
it.
Was the one driving it, wasn't she?
We definitely both drove, but it's smarter to let her drive.
Yes,
and it's way more fun for me.
Oh, totally. Because
this is where the videos come from. You know what I mean? Like you wouldn't get them if I was driving. Mm-hmm. See a quick Snapchat.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've never been other than to Howie's one time, but Mitch was telling me about him, and how he used to be picking like four-wheeling and mudding and shit.
Mitch fucking loves mudding.
Loves mudding.
This is their Cody specifically tells me not to do this on podcasts all the time, his inside joke shit. So basically what happened is I said, I like Whiskey Biz. I like what he does. I respect what he does. But it's just not the type of TV show that I would watch. And so Cody's favorite joke for the last 2 weeks has been like how I'm the biggest into mudding of
you
anyone
are,
to exist.
Dude.
And he talks about how that's the only thing that I care about.
There is just, I'm not saying anything that one couldn't just infer from watching it. The way that they dramatize the show is structured the same way that any show that you would ever see on.
And that was my entire point. That was my entire point, and he blew it out of complete proportion. Oh, yeah. I was like, that's just how those shows are, and it's not something that I'm going to like to watch.
That's how they got to structure it. But for him to go, this is the part where you would, of course, appreciate is just the launch from like basically phone-to-phone content to all of a sudden hitting the old like, the big boy streaming services, the Discovery, HBO, to get on that level. And that's where you get those, like, you know, the shows are, they're different.
Yeah. And even I'm like, even not even just as a content creator, but as like a fabricator and a mechanic and like what he does is actually super, super impressive.
Yeah.
All I said was, I don't really care for shows.
And I think
that
they're going to sprinkle in. They couldn't go too hard on, you know, they made him lose episode one. I feel like they're going to sprinkle in now. Because I seen him like hinting towards it, like Paige, his wife, said a couple times, like, oh, they're going to see that you actually build these things from the ground up, because he does.
Yeah.
And like half the stunts he does to be able to create those things. I'll tell you what, I love that he gave me my flowers as creator, but I ain't creating nothing like that.
Dude, it's
like,
it's unreal. When we had him on, because we did like a remote interview with him.
I listened to it.
Dude, just hearing his side of it, he's fully aware that like some of these stories are like a little bit cringy, like not real. You know, he said that even on the episode with us. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I mean, some of it's kind of just TV, but most of it is, you know, pretty realistic. And
yeah,
it was fun. It was fun to watch.
When I was out there with them, like at this event, there was no filming to my knowledge other than the shit we were doing. But he was like, there was like at least 45 minutes. I seen him about chest deep in the water, helping somebody else get out. Like he's definitely like fully a part of the community. They're not like just hopping on the cameras and like dipping out. Like they're like in there with the people dancing up on top of the razors, like ripping people out of the woods. Like it's like, and in that world, it's just like, I don't know. It's the kind of the lawlessness I always craved, I guess. Just growing up where I did, like we could do a lot, but we could also get trouble for a lot.
That's because you can't partake. Figured I'd bring you a little something special from the Easter Bunny.
Al broke into me. Al gave me some freeze-dried mushrooms. Getting back on the 420 topic, this isn't quite weed, but...
Stay lit, my friends.
These are some freeze-dried mushroom capsules.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to pop one right now.
Do you have, like, a spin game or something we can play? Or, like, you got any, like...
Shot roulette right behind Mitch.
Trivia Pursuit?
Of course he does. Jesus. Hey, my car will drive me home. I don't know about the rest of y'all. Cody, he's got it.
Hey, I don't have full self-driving in mind, so.
What?
I got the
broke
model.
No wonder why you
want
to re-up.
Mine's a base model. Like, I don't have shit.
It's still amazing. It's still better than any other car.
The Dodge Dart has a sunroof, and I thought that was pretty fucking impressive.
Cody, do you get looks now that you joined the Tesla gang?
Yeah, I don't know if I like it, to be honest with you. I can't tell
you. You have a Tesla?
Yeah, dude,
I
bought a cheap Holy. I drove down to Chicago to pick the thing up.
Is that like a different level of human? Like, you know, I don't know people like that.
He's part cyborg.
I don't think I got no buddies with a Tesla. I don't think I do.
You got two of them now, motherfucker.
Yeah, he has one, too.
What's he got?
I got a Model Y performance full. Every trick you can get, there is no upgrade. I got everything on there. That bitch will drive me from the get-go as long as I don't, like, pass out. It wants you, like, touch the wheel to, like, I'm still alive. Jeez. But I had vertigo. I could hardly drive. And you know, you click it in and it'll start driving for you and get to your destination and do what you got to do. Eat the food eat the candy.
Do you feel like you get a lot of looks driving around? I feel like every gas station I stop at, I'll have an old man come up to me. How's that thing in the winter?
Are you rear-wheel drive? Because then they always run that up your ass. Like, man, dude, it's just fine. I get people that say that to me a lot, but I've had mine for a few years. So when you're an early innovator or, you know, earlier on, they're like, oh, dang, is that a Tesla? I the most people I get, like, 6 to 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, how the fuck do you even got a phone? They're like, shit, dude, it's a Tesla. Look, motherfucker. And I'm like, oh, man, dude, get back on the playground. Move. You know what I'm saying?
But Cody won't meet it on, but he definitely thinks he's part of a higher class society now. Like, I pulled up the golf course last weekend. Rip a quick dine with the boys, and who do you think is parked? I mean, front row at the golf course. Where do you think that thing's parked? Right in the front, so everyone can see it. You can't miss the thing.
It parks itself. Dude, what the fuck are you going to do?
I don't even care what I'm driving. If I have an open spot, the closest possible, of course I'm going
to
take it.
That's lazy man
rule
number one.
Steve told me you
baby.
Paid him to reserve that spot.
What's that?
Steve told me you paid him to reserve that spot.
Yeah,
he said you wouldn't park your Tesla
so no
anywhere
else. Can park there. I don't want a stupid maroon Chevy Duramax is parking there or something.
You pull up to the scene with your ceiling missing.
Hey, I'd show up with parking like that. Otherwise, I park way in the fucking back. Everyone sees my ass way back there, and I'll walk the whole way. I don't give a shit. But I'm sick of sensory mode going off. Hey, some motherfucker walking around the car smoking cigarettes, but I got talk on there like Darth Vader. Get the fuck out.
Oh, that's
there,
I
want to
get a speaker on mine.
Oh, yeah, everything. I like the boombox mode.
Couple of Tesla guys.
Make it fart.
Don't get me on Tesla.
I got a 2014 GMC Sierra 1500 base model.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Cody.
Hey, I bet you I can pull you around.
With the vinyl floors, you can spray them out.
Cody, you know how, like, there's the Jeep wave. It's a known thing. You know, you do the Jeep wave. Is there, like, a Tesla wave that you had to learn, or get initiated. Yeah.
Once you own a Tesla, you are required. No, once you own a Tesla, especially with full self-drive, this is what's up.
Every time I see Al as I'm coming through town.
Clip that,
you mother.
So is it the last thing we'll talk about the Teslas? Is the like Joe Rogan approved get up of them as good as they say?
Oh,
it is.
Let's go hop. We'll go
right
hop in.
You got to take a ride in
it's
Al's.
No bullshit.
Al's pulls.
I don't like shit like that.
And it is. It doesn't feel like a normal car.
It makes your chest.
It's fast. It's like a roller coaster. Like it puts you right back in your seat and you don't move because like. The torque, there's no torque curve. Like you got,
you take your phone, you set your phone on the seat and you kick it down and your phone sits on the seat until you let off that fucking throttle or 155 mile an hour. Boom. That's what I'm saying.
I'm on the Chevy gang. I'm the Chevy guy on this podcast. Sam, he's gay.
Cody drives a Tesla.
I drove Cody's Tesla, and his insurance 1,000% went up after I drove that fucking thing, because it's pretty quick.
You're going to have to edit that out. You're going to have to edit that out.
From one Chevy guy to another Chevy guy, it's kind of legit.
Well, I've always respected them. Like, there's no doubt. Every time I hear a story of someone has a Tesla, they're like, dude, the thing is so fast.
It's so I know a guy who has an S Plaid, and that's like 1.7 seconds, 0 to 60. Dude, yeah. I've never ridden in it, but I've heard from people that have. That it's dumb. Like whiplash.
Faster than a crotch rocket.
Yeah, right.
You know, I used to race rocket on a legal circuit down in the city, you know, 6'10 and back. But you get in that Tesla Model S Plaid or Model X Plaid, that's what I'm going for. You're going to see my fucking doors popping up. And you're going to be like, oh, Deca Al's here. Dropping off more.
In the spirit of the Tesla thing, you know what I mean? In the speed, getting there fast. I just want to scale things back, tell you where I'm at in life. And that's... like CPS Dave on the way out here, he said, you want to ride with me? We're going to take the long way. We're going to go Wisconsin side through Grantsburg. See a couple of things before we get there. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of shit I want to drive. Stop at a couple bars. I'm not trying to.
You like to smell the roses a little bit. Yeah. You know? You need a fucking, like, an old school drop top, you know?
If you have
I need a good Sunday car is what I need.
Yeah, just a cruiser.
Some big old Buick.
If you had
something big old boat that I can just rip, feel comfortable in, like that's what I want.
45 miles an hour in a 55.
No, I'm telling you, there's nothing. When you put it into full self-drive and you sit back and it drives itself for you, it takes like 90% of the, oh, fuck, you swerving into me. Oh, I got to go on this lane. You put in a destination and it does its fucking thing as long as you touch a steering wheel every now and then. It's so relaxing versus driving a normal vehicle. I get in my brand new dually diesel and I'm like, fuck, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? But you're in that Mitch Tesla, you're like, oh.
Same pitch. Oh.
big one, yeah. And you know what diesel costs? Fuck that, dude. I charge for 13 cents a kilowatt. Can we hear it? Okay, whatever.
Okay, 420. Okay, well, I've never understood
420
this
Minnesota.
Okay,
Oh my God, dude! Please stop.
Yeah, fucking A, Sam. Interrupt him.
I can't take the Tesla talk. I want to turn some attention to CPS Dave because
he needs one.
I don't think I've heard you talk in a while, and I just want to know what
you need
to
hear
to,
Dave's voice,
to, man. I saw you went to war with fake sellers of your merch, and I want to know how that went. I want to know how Alma Leather is. What have you been?
I
want to
know
man?
How it was being a bear eating a mushroom bar. I love that night.
So. The fake seller thing's been going well because I secured the trademark for Show Me That Bike.
Oh, hell yes.
Fuck yeah.
That is now registered to my business.
That is such
an amazing
trademark.
How the hell did we get a trademark going on, Bodie?
U.S. government.
That's the best trademark.
That's so great.
That's been a huge deal.
You're in legal documents owning the moniker.
You can look that up.
Show Me That Butthole.
Can't take it away from a guy.
How's it feel to own a phrase? Like,
it's pretty cool.
That's gotta be powerful.
It's so nice now because now, like, on the back pages of everything on like Amazon, Etsy, TeePublic, they'll go up the bat for me now because I had the registered numbers, registered my business. I just this is connects to that, and they pull all the stuff down. So TeePublic had like a 50 variety of different t-shirts up for sale. And those people were all so pissed. They're like, this is my own design, blah, blah, blah. You can't do this. You need to revoke your claim. And I'm like, oh, fuck you. You know?
Did you notice it?
The buttholes are mine, brother. All right?
So I've done
the buttholes are mine.
For hundreds of examples of that, a ton on Amazon. There was flags and napkins and shirts and hats. And,
oh, I thought you were saying flags like they did to you.
That's a
like
wild party. Everything.
Like just it is disgusting how many people you'd see. Just, and the shittiest quality of merch, too. They'd put the same thing on, and you could tell the hat just sucked.
Especially when it's blatant, like biting of your style. Like, yeah. Like same
as much as that sucks, it's gotta almost feel good to be like, man, my shit is so good, everyone wants to make
it. Oh, my God, yeah. It's crazy. Like, I can make a list of names of people that I've seen wearing it on different social media, and
especially
now I just need to figure out how to connect the dots to that to my website and just rake in. And then I can't keep inventory in. So right now, the Show Me the Butthole hats, they're just sold out. And I've got waiting on queue to get more made.
That's a good problem.
But it is a good problem to have. But back to the with Amazon and stuff, now that I have that register code, I yank all those down. So now it's pretty much, I'm single source pretty much on Amazon. You Google it, it's pretty much my website or like Amazon, which is also my retail. So that's been really great for me. Anyone that sees it,
damn,
it leads to me now.
That's great, man. Sweet.
And then with the leather work, that's been a whole nother avenue. That's kind of been like stepping back to a whole nother pace of things. Everything takes so long to do. Leather work is just, everything's the old way. We cut everything out by hand. You're just hand tracing things. It's just a lot of R&D, figuring out how to make stuff you've never made before. And kind of just propping up this business that's been established now for almost 20 years. But the owner kind of led the ruin. He kind of turned it to his personal little party pad. Yeah. And everything went great for a long time. But then COVID happened and his business kind of fizzled out. His online sales changed because he had a business partner that was running that guy's own website, and Larry was taking all the overflow. So for years he was busy with that work, and then that petered out, and so did the rest of his business, and he was just kind of getting by month to month. And now we've completely cleaned the shop up and flipped everything around, and we're pretty active again, and we're pretty well cleaned up where we can just take orders and pump some work out. And now I pretty much just need to learn how to use a sewing machine. I can start running laps around Larry.
Hell yeah, man. Hell that's yeah. Great.
Oh boy.
Have you noticed?
I think,
oh, I'll let you go, Mitch.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think for Christmas next year, I'm going to get the boys, like, could you get me like some on tap, like full bondage suits for Sam and
oh,
Cody?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Gag balls.
Leather suits. Or so, like, even just some ball gags would be
I've
nice.
Heard bondage suits are actually a huge leather product.
I
but
bet.
You got to decide what color you want because there's different colors for each fetish. So you got to think about that.
Oh, well, Cody's into feet.
Okay. I'm not sure what color that relates to. I know yellow is pee pee.
I still have a foot in my truck from on tap and the sticks.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And I found out it was a part of somebody else's
doll?
Sex doll.
Oh, it was like a real one of those heavy ones?
I was making TikTok with it. I was shaking around and then
So was this part of like a solid
I didn't mean to change
body?
The subject like that.
I know where the rest of the body is.
If I can train
derail. You know where the rest of the body dude. Is. Hey, oh, hey. God. You want this foot back? Come and get it.
My buddy Fast.
I thought this is like so real. It was creepy. Like
someone was fucking it.
No, not quite. It was just dirty.
Well, yeah. Someone
well, yeah.
Fucking
it's
it.
There's no
it's,
holes in it, brother.
Well, I mean, someone,
pretty filthy.
You're like, I'll
I suppose
find
you need
a fucking
two.
Hole.
I suppose you need
we don't
two
know who identified as what.
Dude, no. Yeah. So like, basically, it's just a foot or some realistic doll.
Yeah. Heavy? Is it like weight to it, or is it like a like light like?
Yeah, it's like a human-sized silicone.
Hold
foot.
On, Dave. Where's the rest of the body? Can we hear the rest of that story?
Because yeah.
Why do you know?
Dave knows.
Because the foot was thrown into my van, and I was the one that brought Dan tapping the sticks. Because I stopped and saw my buddy Nascarlo, who has a jacked-up Nova, and there's a fuck doll in the trunk of it. That foot is from that fuck doll.
So he, this is a real fucking story. Oh my God.
What a small world.
Put
dude.
It
I love
in.
This.
Hey.
And I was just
foot
in
front
tent.
Of another.
It's got to be, you could use it as like a party memento now, Travis.
I have
you,
it.
No, I'm saying like,
that make a killer
next
hook.
Time you go to a fucking legendary party, you stick it in someone else's backseat. Yep. right? And then it's the traveling fucked off foot of the Midwest parties.
Dude.
Yeah, I agree. I think you've been holding on to it for too long. It's time to spread the love.
Yeah, you got to know, I got a concert coming up May 17th in Ringgold, Wisconsin with Demon Jones. I hold it up. Like, does this do anything for you? Like, before a song, like, you're holding this foot up, and people are like, oh, they don't know why they're cheering, and then just launch it out and see what happens.
Dude, Mitch.
Don't put my QR code on that.
Mitch, I had a very...
That'd be a perfect spot for a sticker.
I'll stuff it in the hole that's in the bottom of it.
I knew there was a hole. Oh,
there was a hole.
Gotta get me out of here. I don't know.
Somebody else told me
they
were.
I knew they were fucking it.
I know a guy with a Tesla.
Nah, I'm not a foot guy.
Go ahead, Sammy.
I had a very similar situation to that foot, like pass it along for the party. When I was in high school, shout out Blake Cook. He had a sex keychain, and it was passed down to him from upperclassmen, and he passed it down to me at a party. He's like, you need to pass this down to a younger kid when you're about to graduate or whatever. Like, I had to give it on next. And then one day, my dad was riding with me, and he looked at my lanyard, and he's like, what the fuck is that? And I hand it to him. He grabs it, rips it off, puts it in his pocket. I never saw it again.
What was it? Oh, my God.
It was a sex keychain.
What does that
it
mean?
It was the party keychain, dude. Just said what does a sex doll have to do with a party?
That's just what it said.
What did it say? What? You just said it's a sex keychain. It's a sex doll keychain?
So it's a metal keychain, but if you like take, like, there's this little stick that comes off of it. It's just a dude fucking a chick, and her tits were out, and it was badass. It was a sex keychain. Like, literally, it was two.
So just like a picture.
It was two people having sex.
No, it was like a little mechanical.
And you could move it, and it would like.
Oh yeah,
what the hell?
My grandparents, like, they were like extremely Catholic. They used to have like this like little mini wooden statue, and like the dude had like a barrel around him. And then, like, if you lifted it up, like, this big old schlong springing out. And then we're like, as kids, we like tip it up. And they're like,
but then you have the.
And then they go right back to being extremely Catholic.
My dad, when I was young, I didn't even realize how fucked up this was until I got older. He was like to do little woodworking projects, whatever. And he was a big NASCAR fan. He's a big Matt Kenseth guy. And it was a pistol, a wooden pistol. But the trigger was Matt Kenseth's leg. And if you pulled it, he'd fuck Jeff Gordon in the ass.
Interesting.
What? It's probably still in the garage somewhere, but it's one of the coolest things you'll ever see in your whole life. It's literally like a handheld pistol, and you pull the gun, and he just humps it.
That's the most extreme redneck memorabilia I've ever heard, dude.
It's interesting.
Someone handmade it?
My dad made it.
Oh. What?
Oh,
I think my dad made it, or it was a gift, but I'm pretty sure he made it.
Did he make that in prison? Or
No. Surprisingly, none of the Thompsons have ever been to prison. Surprisingly.
Lots of MacGyvers.
None of us do hard time, bro.
Not a lot
bro.
Of cops over at the mud hole.
Not a lot of cops at the mud hole. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get in trouble at the mud hole.
For real.
That it really is, like, you know, just to square it back to that, man, like, I hope everybody gets a chance to go to a mud event someday in their lives because it's
fun. It is crazy. Like, I've never been to one, but I know lots of people that are like, they put so much fucking year-round time and effort into getting their rigs established and like finding, just, you know, constructing these giant fucking Frankenstein vehicles.
Yeah.
But they can't.
Like this guy, like this, to explain like some of the folklore, this guy, Chris Gonson down in southern Wisconsin, we played the Redneck Rave Bonfire down there. Jake Lacoste is pretty in tune with that guy. He's like a legend in the community down there. You might not know him in other communities, but him, he owns a gravel pit, and he has these big ass parties, and he shows up to these mud events with basically what equates to a pontoon on fucking monster truck tires, and he just drives everyone around on it.
I have seen that.
So, like, you know, some people show up and drive around with their hot girlfriend. Some people show up and just drive 15 people on it, just partying
just some,
all day.
Mad Max shit.
Just doing this just so everybody's having an absolute blast. This guy's
doing
this.
Like, and it's all, like, synchronatic, too. Like, I probably use that.
Yeah, they got big old sound. None of them fuck around in the audio. Like, they don't. That's the one thing. It's crazy when everyone's got good speakers, man. The whole place just fucking erupting.
Damn, dude.
That's sweet.
And you're just praying as an artist that maybe one day one passes you and it's blasting them. And I'm not going to lie, it happened to me at Rednecks with Paychecks. A big old truck went by blasting
one
of my songs.
Damn, dude.
Looked up at
what did
him.
That feel like?
In the moment, even though I was a little bit buzzed up because I was in Texas, it was incredible. And I looked up at him and he looked down at me and it was just a moment of like, and then it just passed. And like, I don't know if he was ever even able to correlate.
Yeah,
I feel
like register.
He was. I don't know if he did. But I know that I'm pretty sure we looked at each other. I don't know. Maybe we did. But we did.
But he was
all right?
He's probably saying the same thing. I could have if he did,
that'd be Evan. I hope he sees this. I hope he sees this. And he's like, I was that guy. Because his truck was another guy. You can just tell. It's crazy the amount of effort that these guys put in. Like I'm talking monster
just the
trucks,
sheer
not just
ingenuity to combine. All
not just
guys.
The guy in town that puts a fucking 6-inch right. lift on the old fucker. Like not nothing against him either, but
like they can't just walk into Napa and be like, "Yeah, I got a fucking you know this." It's like no, they have like a little bit of this and a little bit of this and a little bit of this, and it's like everything is like not. I mean, some of these like full scale rigs, it's fucking insane.
Yeah, and I came in the community.
I can't
like,
go. I can't get fucking like brakes without fucking it up, getting the wrong thing. Dude. Yeah, like,
no, that's crazy, dude. Like I was out there like doing this show, and like I fully admit, I admit every single time, I'm like I did not grow up around this. If anything, we grew up on the river, but these guys are crazy. Like this guy, the last one, the West Virginia, someone rips a belt out of the thing, let someone else drive it that shouldn't have been driving it, and all of a sudden you just hear, things ruined, weekend's over. Some guy's like, no, you got to go down there and talk to Nick down at the end of the way. He brings extra belts. Go talk to him. Sure as shit. He's like, 150. I'll help you put it in. They've jacked this thing up and like within 2 hours into the next day. No, the weekend is not over. This thing is running.
It's the best place to break down like, at, dude.
Everybody was in on it. They're like, what do we got to do? I was like, it's a weird, it's basically probably how the whole country should operate, probably. Not to
the
get
true, the true commitment to partying is amazing.
Oh, there's so much commitment to partying.
Team up like the Amish.
Yes. Fucking right.
That's what I'm saying. Absolutely. I would relate more with them than anyone else. One, they go with cash. Two, they team up together.
Everybody out there is. If one guy gets stuck, you don't like people don't. Me and Caroline, we got stuck one time, and neither one of us wanted to admit it. Stubborn like that. And this dude, we ended up hyping him up the rest of the night. Like, he came out there and was like, yeah, been there before. I think you guys need to get pulled on. We're like, yeah, we're on like try 15. I think it'd be a good time. And like, he went out of his way for like 40 minutes.
Damn.
I don't think it was 40 minutes, but it was a good amount of time. Felt like it was way out of his way. He could have just kept driving. Everybody's just kind of in on it together. It's cool.
1,000%.
You peep that.
And I tell everybody that once I get there, I'm like, I've just got, you know, I kind of got introduced here through Whiskey Biz and playing music at these events. Like, I'm not a person that knows anything about this, and they're just so fucking welcome.
Well, you look the part.
Well, that's all it takes. They're like, the best part is they're like, you want to ride in this fucking vehicle? And I'm like, sure.
It's wild like, to me how, like, down south, it's an absolute mudding. It's a lifestyle. Like for guys like Mitch, that's all they do. That's all they think about. Spend their money on.
Yeah.
And like around here constantly. In Pine Same. County, there's a huge derby. Like it's the Pine County Derby is known in this area, and it's equivalent. Like the mudding guys down south to the derby guys that are local here. It has that same lifestyle tune to it, where they put as much money as they can into it. It's something they look forward to all year. Like it's crazy for me to understand as someone that isn't.
It's hard to understand it unless you grow up in that life, you know. Like them dudes, that's all they know and that's all they care about. Like they can spend literally the entire year putting as much time, effort, and money into this vehicle that at the end of the day they're literally gonna fucking destroy.
Yeah.
In an hour's time.
Sounds like low riding. Gave that one up with the limo.
I can respect anybody that gives 110 at what it is that pulls them in that direction. A lot of people ignore the pull, like where you're getting pulled somewhere. Like this is kind of what I want to be doing, and the people that do, it might equate in your mind like, oh, you guys do all that just to smash cars together. Everybody, you know. Sometimes I look at tennis players and be like, y'all really play that? And then you see some people that are just playing in tennis. Ass, dude. You know what I mean? Then you're like, man, dude, like, she could beat me with her left hand, dude. Like, all right, yeah, shout out to fucking Caitlin Clark right now. Dude, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, took over the sports world, make people like me never even watch a game of girls basketball. No offense. I'm a big supporter of women's rights, but I will tell you this. I did not watch female basketball. All of a sudden, someone comes in and starts fucking stunting 110%, and all of a sudden, I'm paying attention. I watched like the last 8 games.
Dude, she's so good. I've like just like you, I've never watched any women's basketball in my entire life. I never even thought about it. And then it wasn't Caitlin like Clark, the top. I watched I think 3 games. Like that tripled the amount I'd ever seen and I'm in. I'm first overall pick, baby. I'm watching next year.
Which yeah, and it opened up your mind that there's a bunch of these good girls in there in that class. I was like, holy fuck.
And they're pissed. They're pissed how much attention she's getting. They're like, we fucking been here the whole time.
I know. Mm-hmm. They were like, there's interviewers asking them questions about her that she didn't even say. They're like, how do you feel about the internet calling Caitlin Clark the GOAT? And they're like, I think she needs to wash her mouth and the way she talks. It's like, no, she didn't say it. The internet did. And they're like, yeah, well, she needs to know that it's going to be hard for her when she gets to the WNBA. And they're like acting all scary and shit. Like, they're not even like, dude, what an awesome person for hyping people up about our
absolutely
sport. It's interesting. I think what I really believe was about to happen is that she is going to open up doors for many more women before her and after her to get paid more because she drew so much attention to it. They had so much people watching the finals that it's undeniable. You can see the metrics on it, dude. People were watching, and there was a bunch of talented girls on all the schools, and she made you watch those games too. And you're like, holy shit.
Dude, I don't
watch
basketball at all, ever. Like, not any, ever. Not men, not women, not anything. I don't even like really watching basketball, but I watched at least 4 of her games.
That's amazing.
And I don't even like basketball. I was so entertained the entire time just watching. It's like a real star power feeling.
Yeah. And I don't know if we were going to dive down this rabbit hole, but I'm just, the smallest thing is that, like, they just announced and she's already, like, got the number one pick. It was, like, under 400 grand.
388.
Like a 4-year deal.
It equates to 84,000. I did the math today. It was, like, 84,000 something a year.
Yeah, but is that after tax?
That's before tax. You
know? That's just the salary from the NBA. Her endorsements are going to be so much more, but it's just crazy because she had the ability to captivate the world for a tiny amount of time, long time, whatever. Just if you have that ability, it's weird that it's like you don't like just like kind of get the keys to the kingdom there. Like
it's kind of like
wow, you get that.
Yeah. It's kind of a kick in the nuts, right? Because like I'm not saying like 84 grand a year to just do what you love is still badass. It's still fine. But imagine the amount of money that she drove to the NCAA for just existing.
Well, okay, hear me out. It's obviously direct reflection of like how, the gap difference between like what the WNBA has revenue wise.
Yeah,
that's obviously a direct reflection. But the more people like Caitlin Clark that there is, the higher that goes. Like now, someone of her skill level, that's the lowest that will ever get paid for the rest of time.
It's opening doors. It's opening doors down the road.
Like, she's paving a real path here. I couldn't name one person in the WNBA.
No.
I can say like there's a Cameron Brink now, Angel Reese. Like there's so many of these girls that just got drafted. You're looking at them. And I was a basketball player growing up, and like you're seeing these people, you're like, damn, these are like some hella good athletes. And you see someone like Caitlin Clark, and you're like, not gonna lie, my mentality was always like, if you're not talking about like an NBA player, you're talking about just like a regular ass basketball player, of course I'm gonna size you up in my mind. Like, could I take you? And I'm not gonna lie, watching her, I go, I don't know if I fucking could. Every time she touches the ball, before the person even gets a chance to even do the motion to walk towards her, it's already in the air, and a lot of times it just goes in. And I don't know what the hell you do about it. People didn't play like that back when I was eligible. So, you
know. Yeah. You think
it's cool to see. That's all I'm saying. It's cool to see. I wasn't a big fan of it before, but it blows my mind.
Oh.
And that's what I thought about that when we were talking about how much dedication somebody will put into something. Sometimes it pays off. Sometimes it doesn't. I think everybody, same as like the Derby cars, whatever, like for her, the whole world's pissed off at her salary right now, and hopefully that changes things. But I think that she's clearly not pissed off at it because she just signed the deal and she's obviously stoked about it.
Did they normally not get paid or something? I mean, I know nothing about sports, but I thought they made like
not like WNBA next, though.
No. I don't know nothing about
if sports. You generated as much attention.
Well, hopefully,
and
she
you
gets
were
paid.
A dude. Now, this is because of all the attention that's always on the NBA, no doubt. Like, they're advertising all that, but like, you would have been signing a hell of a deal. If you were that guy,
yeah, you'd be sorry. If it was like if you were going into the NBA, which again, like Cody was saying, it's completely reflected of
how much money those teams earn and how much money the NBA itself earns. If you were a guy,
I know the exact number. The number one overall pick in the NBA's last draft. His contract was 4 years, $55.1 million for his rookie contract.
That's insane.
Yeah, get that.
But I mean, in reality,
who was it?
Up until a couple months ago, somebody offered me a free ticket, a ride to the game, and a free meal to a WNBA game. I probably would have laughed in their face. But I'm already thinking now, like, I want to go to a Lynx game just to see Caitlin Clark. Like, she's changed the entire landscape. It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, that would have been crazy if she got to play there. And, you know, she will, obviously, like, against them. There's a bunch of girls that went out in that draft, though, that are good. We kept calling the girl in South Carolina the tree, because that girl's what she was, like, six, seven. Everybody grabbed the ball, tried to shoot it. She just reached up in the air, just stuff you. I'm 6'3", if I got good posture, and I'm just thinking, dude, she would manhandle me. Like, what are you done? And then it was like, it was just a whole different breed of people. It was funny. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, I think, like, at the end of the day, it just goes to, like, that pull you're talking about. It's just about following that pull.
The pull, what is pulling you in the direction of, like, what do I... They said that one chick that girl that national champion, she's like, she left her family in Brazil when she was, like, a teenager to come and pursue basketball in America just to try to... Like, have a better life.
What's the thing that you'll take away everything you ever fucking knew? What's
so, like, she's like, all right, good luck. And they sent her here. And she just becomes a national champion going to the WNBA. It's just crazy. Like, if you really go to what pulls you, it can do crazy.
It's like if you're willing to jump off the deep end like that for something you're willing to commit that much effort to, like...
I think you really gotta.
You know, and granted, too, it's like that's still a gamble. It's not guaranteed you're gonna make it. You know,
it's all gamble.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think 10 people got drafted. Right. That's no different than anything. Like, you know, a couple artists get to pop off every once in a while. A couple brands get to pop off and get popular. A couple podcasts get to fucking pop. One day this is hot. Like, it's not like it's not like just everybody gets to do it.
Like, it's like.
So you put all that work into it, and it might just crash and burn. And, like, to me, I'm not going to lie, I would never dive into this scenario. I'd need my own podcast, but for me, that was basketball. It crashed down in flames for me and was so anticlimactic of what I thought it would be that when it was done, I almost hated it.
It's, like, been so romanticized that, like, you know.
I almost hated it when it was done, the way it worked out for me. And then it's just cool, like, now, like, I was watching those games. I was excited.
Almost, like, it kind of melted away.
Like, it had nothing to do with me. I'm just watching it. Like, dude, this is fucking basketball. Like, this
is the thing I fell in love with.
Women's basketball.
Yeah.
And I played it pretty much my whole life. Loved it. Still do. But anyways, that shit was dope. I love seeing on the Whiskey Biz, the girls basketball, On Tap podcast, CPS, Dave, everybody. My boy over here, Deca, everybody is always going 110.
Yeah.
Staying dirty, baby.
Everybody. You guys keep pressing on every time with the gaps between when we see you. I wish it was less, but every time that we come back, I've been trying to keep up with all your episodes. It's awesome seeing everybody grow.
That. Dude, I'll tell you what.
Try to tune in every once in a while. No, it's just awesome seeing everybody going at what seems to be pulling them in the right direction.
Totally.
That's what...
Yeah. I was gonna say you can come whenever you want, dude.
Anyways,
well, it wouldn't be
back to Bodie.
It wouldn't be very special if we just showed up.
I'll make it special. You guys keep coming.
He'll bring his duffels, dude.
Al's talking about pushing 25 years. I'm not going nowhere.
He's filling up the Christmas tree.
Fuck yeah, I can't.
Rocking around Christmas tree.
Dude, that's a good
little call. So, volcano vaporizer story from my college years. I was broke. So the brokest I ever been in my whole entire life, but it was arguably the funnest time of my life. Just being so free of money and, you know, and I can't even pay these bills. I got none. But my roommate, he may or may not have had available weed all the time. My other roommate didn't smoke, but he thought it was so funny when I got big. He'd always amp up my other buddy, Luke. He goes, Luke, make Travis hit the vaporizer bag. But the deal is, He can't stop till we tell him to stop or he has to pay for it. And he'd set the other roommate up on these fucking jokes to me. And they'd go, oh, yeah, this is funny. So they'd go over there, all right, you have to hit him until we tell you to stop.
Oh, my God.
And, or else you have to pay for it. And I'd have, like, $8, you know. I had, like, nothing to me. And like, they just keep giving him to me. I was in, he had this hammock bolted to the walls of his room, and I'd be up in there sometimes, like, cocooned like an avatar. And they're just like, I guess we'll let you tap out. Those boys would run me 5 bags like it was nothing.
Oh, my God.
I can't hang like that anymore. I was 19.
It was a different time.
There's also 12% THC.
Well, I was clearly 21. Yeah, it was probably swag.
Well, 7% then is what.
No, it was. It wasn't. Average. It was that gas for Duluth, Minnesota, 2000 something.
Dave, I had a question for you because I was curious if you ever get any weird questions about the name CPS Dave, because sometimes I tell people that aren't aware of who you are, like an older person, and they're like, CPS, what the fuck? You know, they give me a weird look.
Think twice. When they say, oh, you're going to be on CPS Dave, I'm like, oh, how about you sponsor?
And I wondered if you ever had any weird experiences.
Do people
with that?
Think that you're associated with Child Protective Services?
Yeah, that's been like a constant thing.
And then with your phrase.
It's a good cause.
If I would have thought of that when I started it, I probably wouldn't have used those initials. Sure. I really would have probably strayed away from it. But I never thought of that. I Googled College Peep Show and it didn't seem to exist. And so that's why I named it. I just made it up one night. I was kicking around a bunch of ideas and just used that.
Well, it stands out.
And so, yeah, I do get a lot of weird questions, a lot of weird, like, a lot of people know what CPS is. But there's a lot of different CPS, too. And I always kind of rattle a bunch off. Chicago Public Schools and the Canadian Police Service, yeah. Crop Production Services, and there's like an aluminum trailer company that's CPS.
You've obviously
so
done
there's
the
a lot
research.
Of them, actually. Yeah,
a same with DBK. Like,
over the years, they come
have
up.
Any of them hit you?
But there's no DECA. You Google DECA, eventually I'm going to be the only motherfucker up there.
this
skateboard
episode.
Skateboard company.
Yep.
This episode, I'm really
Beck is a brand, yeah.
I'm really incriminating
what is this?
It my
is
father now. On this episode, but my dad bought me, or actually, my dad bought himself a CPS shirt when I was in like 7th grade, and he bought the wrong size. So I was in like 7th, 8th grade, walking around high school with a half man, half horse T-shirt from Dave, and I didn't even know what the fuck it meant for the longest time.
Dude, I always forget that you're that much younger than me, and I'm just like, how the fuck are you that young wearing that? And then I'm thinking like,
yeah,
the teachers.
I love that T-shirt. I copied and I got a shirt and a T-shirt rack in the back of Hollister that said half man, half horse. And that's where that originally came
really?
From. Yeah. And then I just remade it.
Just straight up.
It used to be like my favorite T-shirt.
They didn't have the trademark on it.
It was a 6 shirt. I don't know what happened to it. I'm sure it wouldn't even fit me anymore. But I love the half man, half horse. I used to rock that thing like once a week in school.
I had a shirt like that from the old Abercrombie days. It said, looking for Joe Blob. And I totally got away with it at school all the time.
Dude, I picked up a fucking Barry shirt at Goodwill for like $4. Fucking best find ever.
Hell yeah. Some days it just works. Sometimes it's just a waste of your fucking time. I like thrift shopping these days, but I do believe it's changed since people started promoting selling it online and everything.
Well, now they have like thrifting is different. Thrifting is fucking.
Yeah, I know. We were in Austin, vintage. Texas recently, and holy shit, this thrift shop, it was like they were selling the old shit for the price of, like, double
like
the price
NASCAR
of the new shit.
Shirts?
Like, all the, like, basically, I'm not going to lie, a lot of the shit that I've fucking been wearing, like the classic country tees, the old fucking...
Yeah, now the Thotties are wearing
the brush popper, Wrangler shirts, those shirts are... Top dollar right now.
It comes in waves.
Oh, yeah. Or like,
you know, like, what do they call it?
The hat game is fucking crazy, too. Everyone and their brother has a whatever their fucking logo is on a Marlboro logo now.
Yeah.
Or like old style, like, Bush Light hats. And like, that shit's fucking popping off like crazy right now. And it's
played out.
Everyone just wanted the old trucker hats, and now you can't even get them anymore. You have to buy someone a new one.
Get out the TikTok shop.
I think people are drawn to some vintage, like,
Something about
oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
That's why my style is to kind of get a new shirt, break it in myself, but get old beer patches to put on
patches
it.
Are always
I'm drawn to custom. Bodie's hand-done custom. That's what I'm drawn to.
Well, dude, like the merch. I can get on this merch wavelength, dude. I can talk all day about it.
Show out the magnet that you made for me. And that thing looks freaking awesome. This is the 420 podcast. This shit looks like a rolling tray.
Me and my buddy from Prescott, we're going to bring up some ideas to you for like some... kind of a t-shirt offset hat company we were looking at coming
dude,
up with.
I'm going to be 100% transparent. I've had a shitload of ideas in the back burner waiting to be unloaded for this very moment, bro.
Just dude, waiting to be unloaded. Oh, well, good. That's good. Because he recently was bringing it out to me, and I was like, I would love to have a completely side note company from
that's kind of
doing right now.
It's like a little...
Which one
like
did you get, Cody? Train.
It's got little bud pieces in there, too.
Little bud pieces in there.
What you got going?
It's a magnet.
I got the lighter.
What lighter did you get?
Lighter?
Yeah.
Yellow.
All right, then you guys can see the two. Bodie put in some hard time into these. These look amazing.
Sweet. Bodie is the fucking merch man. I
can't wait till everything gets did up.
Oh, 100%. I love supporting the man himself. I mean, when it comes to construction... When it comes to a weed brand, like he'll just deliver a podcast.
I couldn't be more happy with his designing skills and the way that he came and talked with me face to face. It isn't like a let's cut and paste and do your design. He got the feel of what I got going on and did it. Like you look at this color green and you wonder, how did he get that color green? I'll let the man himself tell you. That'd be the easiest.
Yeah, dude, screen printed too. Fucking yeah.
He does it. He does it all himself. Makes it.
Oh, you get that
dude,
color.
It's just about like telling a story in a unique way, and like just like getting the story across from whatever you know, whatever the person's story is.
And the unique green color is from the plant.
Oh like, yeah, like
that's what I was
like,
trying to
in
get
his
at.
Logo, like, I took a picture of like some of his babies.
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, and then like blended the colors together of the leaves, so that way it's like the color green.
Dude, the merch
in his
is
logo is an actual representation of the real plants themselves.
The merch is so good you don't understand it until Bodie explains it to you. Because I've had him make custom shit for me, custom shit for buddies, whatever else.
Hey, and he's like, to you for getting me to him, dude. Yeah. Oh, fucking big time.
With y'all has been fucking A1 since I fucking stepped foot up in here.
Dude, like, it's just like, just an outlet. It's what...
Oh, I get it.
It's that pull.
Yeah, it's a different one than what I do, but it's amazing to see it. Like, but I get it. Like,
just another fucking you know,
keep doing it.
Just a couple.
I got some ideas for you though. Like, as a side note, for show.
That
I
side
do.
Note's a bullet point, dude. Let's go.
So I just tell him kind of what I wanted, and that's what he came up with. I'm like, oh, that's freaking amazing.
I thought this was like a sleeve of tanning. Like,
no. Hey, I do have massage lotion. I have clean lotion. I have bath bombs. I have all kinds of shit available. I'm trying to help out other people with their products, too. Whoever wants to stock my products, you know, I stand behind them. If I try your products, I stand behind them. Why not stock them? I don't have time to make this and make that and make this. So it's like, if we formulate a big-ass team and we call it fucking DECA because we're 10 times stronger than any fucking store coming, we're good to go. When people are lined up at the store to pay fucking $368, we're going to be driving around and handing out these fucking magnets. Hit us up, dude. Find your closest DECA representative. This is like the Tupperware company.
I've seen this play.
Door to door.
Shout out.
I'm trying to be like a Jehovah's Witness. I'm in love with Mary Jane. Like right out the window.
Oh, dude, we get a good anthem.
Mr. Nice Guy. Well, there's got to be something.
Well, we got a lot of custom shit coming. Like, my bottom line of my treasure hunt site is people try my product and come and actually purchase the product and check it out. Those other hunts out there, they're, like, doing it to, like, find and steal other people's product and got all these underlying fucked up ultimatums. Fuck that, dude. I'm out here. I want everyone to try my product. I saw you hitting the cart. Is that working for you?
Oh, dude.
I mean, saw you hitting the volcano bag.
Like, I figured you just got to crack it open. Yeah, it hit just fine.
He can't keep the microphone up. He's so fucking feeling it. Woo!
Yes.
Yes.
Hell yeah. So what I'm saying is I want people to respect what's going on. I've been in the street for 25 years. I've been in freaking semis. Like if you watch the first podcast, you'd be like, Jesus Christ, I was with DECA? Fuck, I should have asked for that motherfucker's autograph. Like, that's right. Freaking, you want autograph on here? I got you. You want merch? Freaking, you're going to have to talk to this guy. Cause
he's like,
otherwise,
he's
meet
like
me
Johnny
yourself.
Depp and
you know?
Blow if he never switched to selling blow.
Yeah. Don't ever switch, and it's just fun times and happiness, man. This is our time. This is 420.
Yes!
420. Hell yeah, baby.
420. I haven't honestly had someone this amped up for a 420 since
my whole
maybe
life.
2010 for me. Like, 2010, maybe. It was a different scenario. I don't want to break it down.
Well, go back in time, man, because this is ten times harder for Minnesota. This is us representing.
This is way better. You are way amped up about your product and that
again. Dude, I have to be.
Of course you have to be. It does not work if you are not 100% yourself in any business. And you're going to try to fucking promote yourself. You got to be authentic. You got to be yourself. And clearly, you are.
Oh, and the product
speaks for
itself.
Not everyone's
going to
agree with it, but you are.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people like to flag us and fuck around. But it's like, dude, fuck
around. Find out.
And find out. Exactly.
And come, hey. I smelt it through the bag.
those are Mylar bag. And eventually, those are going to be custom. You watch them custom coming from Bodie, flower custom bag.
So, wait, is it going to be a storefront or is this like QR codes? Is this top secret? Everything's going to be a treasure map? Like, what are we looking
Everything
at
right now is just being handed out for free and people are coming and supporting me on the black market on the streets because if you go through the.
He's going kind.
I'm just like, you know, I wouldn't say it otherwise. I don't like wasting my breath or wasting my time. I like everyone.
Without even going into all that, though, I just feel like it's just a simple fact that Minnesota is one of the most recent places to legalize, and you're on the ground level.
Right.
That's fucking awesome. The sky's the limit.
At some point,
get creative with it. Do the fucking treasure hunts and things you're doing, dude. You're obviously.
We've always been left out. Everyone's always left us with the black and brown swag, and everyone's always left us with this and that. And it's like, okay, Travis Cullen, he did 8 years in prison, but he did a lot of these years, and he brought us Beasters and shit. When you guys remember Beasters from early 2000s and shit?
Yeah.
Well, this dude, you know, they kind of fell off the map around like 04. Why? I wonder why. Anyway, but it's like you see the waves in the market on different things happening here and there. The market is changing. We're hitting 30%+ THC. This is a fucking bag you can't even finish because it's just annihilating you. Eight different kinds at once. It's like,
right. People, but like one, I don't.
The game is changed.
I never want to challenge the narrative, but I also want to know, like, just because I can never not be honest, but it's like, where do. Does one draw the line for the casual motherfucker that's not trying to get it?
We've talked about the rabbit hole. It's so deep in so many different holes. Like this
hole. Like if someone hand you the like. There was a time when someone could hand you something, and you fucking hit it, and you're like, oh,
hey,
yeah. Sometimes people hand you like a vape pen at the bar. Next thing you know, you're like wondering if you should check yourself into a psych ward. Yeah.
I got those,
everything starts vibrating.
I got those lowers.
Whoa, bro.
Where is the line?
Where does the line draw where you just go like, I just want to get like Towley's head, you know? Yeah.
I got it. You guys didn't tell me that.
Is no, I'm...
episode?
No, not tonight.
Okay, because I get...
On a regular basis.
Okay, you hit your QR code and you come and check me up and you say, hey, Deca, what's up on that cheap shit? And you say, hey, dude, I got it all fucking day. I got fucking pounds for like 800 to 1,000. Come get them, dude. Clear me the fuck out. We're producing hell of
pure
organic... outdoor Minnesota loud and proud product. No more hiding it in the fucking woods and mass fucking
see like that's
maybe a different podcast, maybe a different podcast. Hey,
that's like the most
420 baby
fucking,
yeah
420 fuck yeah
like fucking George Strait just give it away.
Well no, not give it away, but the flower the flower market is just getting crushed. So what even in California you see it. It's all about concentrates. You know, I've been doing concentrates since like 05, 04, and people are like, what the fuck are you making, dude? What the fuck is this? And there's like no rigs. There's no nothing. Nowadays, people only use concentrate. People only will vape a live rosin disposable. People only do this or only do that. They're so fucking picky. So it's like...
So poor, I never had the option. It was like you just did what was the
exactly. Ability. You took your swag. You cleaned the fucking seed out.
You did
cleaned
what
the
you
stem
had to
out,
do.
And you smoked it.
Sometimes it was cheaper. Sometimes it came with seeds.
The game is so
sometimes
hard
it was
now.
Gas.
Mm-hmm. Inconsistent.
The game is so hard
brown
now. If it
hell.
Isn't gas,
sometimes
like I pass around
right.
Right now, people pass on you. People are like, I'll get
you,
the
you
next
learn,
shit.
You know, the funny thing about it is, you know, in that era, you learned who you could trust and who you couldn't.
Hey, okay, so one thing. Pier 420 topic. How many people would be interested in a marijuana subscription service? I wanted to at least throw that out there because... You could subscribe on $4 on X. I have 1,200 viewers. All of a sudden, I got $4,800 that everyone's viewing. I could use that money after tax to buy products to go and hide. Now you get a cool volcano. So now you get a cool mighty.
Subscription service, you're saying that allows you to be into these separate treasure hunts.
It'll be same.
Or like just
same
way
big treasures
bigger,
I'm doing.
More high dollar stuff.
Same big everything I'm doing, but one big item. So if I do 12 drops a month and you divide that by your $4, you're paying 20 fucking cents or 50 cents to maybe get a $500 volcano, maybe get a $400 mighty, maybe, you know, maybe it's a gas card. Maybe I have people call out, hey, I could fucking use straight cash this week, Deca. Fucking people are racing for this shit. I have a lot of people tell me, like, when you threw it all the homies, hey, man, we all smoked or whatever. I have a lot of people tell me, hey, man, I had cancer. I didn't afford anything. I couldn't make it. I needed your edibles. They helped me with the pain. Like, this is why I'm out here.
Yeah.
You got to stand behind your product.
You should make a song about this shit.
I've been saying that forever. If I made a song, I would instantly have all kinds of other life issues where if I threw shit out there that was really gangster and really how my life is. You got to watch my first podcast.
It seemed much more peaceful. Yeah.
If I make any kind of anything, that's how it ends up being because people, I'm so pro marijuana and I'm so against what they've done to us. Oh, dude, you give me anything. They gave me the mic at the motherfucking stick show.
You got a mic right now, bro.
Well, I ain't trying to rap in front of motherfuckers.
I mean this in the best way. Like, it seemed as if you were kind of the cadence of your speech and everything. I was like, you could present this in a way.
He's
like
analyzing it from
the whole fucking album could be about it.
That's what Cody's for. He could make me in a few TikToks, and you could just pass this shit through, see what's up with everybody, promote. Minnesota. If you go buy some shit from California, you get it mailed to your fucking house. Eventually, that leads to bad shit. We won't even fucking go there till a goddamn another podcast, but that doesn't support me. Your money goes to fucking California or Colorado. You'll never fucking see it again. My money goes to fucking Bodie. Goes to fucking Cody. Goes to fucking Sam. Goes to fucking you. Goes to every motherfucker around.
Only goes more places.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to just get the theory.
It goes to the laundromat.
You guys keep your money in Minnesota. Stay Minnesota proud. Fuck big business moving in with their cookie. saying. Yeah. You know, they personally burnt me on 105 pounds. Fuck those motherfuckers.
Authentic, genuine passion and keeping the product organic, natural, and then also establishing like Minnesota as a place on the map, but also uplifting like members of the community is what I'm getting.
See, this dude's like my motherfucking hair. I throw shit everywhere, and he's like, okay, talk to you tomorrow. This is going to be amazing. You know, I fucking love every time I throw some shit out there, at least in his art world, in his brain, he can pull
it's
out.
It's just like telling, like going back to like telling that story.
See where it says intended for daily use. Snoop Dogg, you know, everyone smoked weed every day. And that,
420,
you know,
baby.
Mexicans, fumamotatas las dias, smoke weed every day. Anyway, intended for daily use. It says right on there, you know.
Mexican.
I don't know.
Well, boys, what do you think? Been a successful 420. We got off on some fucking tangents today. If you stuck around, I mean, we were gangsters. We were mudding. We were fucking playing ball with Caitlin Clark. We've been to the moon and back. And I think that's what 420 is all about. As the only sober guy in here, I think I'm allowed to say that.
He's driving us all home.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the people enjoyed it. I want to thank our guests driving in the rain today, risking their lives.
Enduring flat tires.
Deca Al fucking running through the rain. He got his Tesla umbrella.
I didn't fuck around. I got multiple backpacks to bring everybody all their own Deca drop.
Hell
That's what we do around here. We want you guys to fucking see what's up. Everyone try their product. If you like it, go out there and support it. If you don't like it, tell Deca to go fuck himself.
Hell yeah. On that note, thank you for listening. Thank you for enjoying 420 with us.
What do you think, Sammy? I think if you made it to this far into the podcast on YouTube, drop a smoke emoji.
Yeah.
What are we giving the people this week?
Drop your b-hole.
What's something we could do to Bean Boy or something?
Let me just tell you something. My boy Jake Lacoste's got an album dropping May 4th. Up North Jake. I got like two or three songs
National
on
Star Wars Day?
Check
you
it out.
It on National Star Wars Day?
That's baller.
May the
That's
4th, crazy. Dude. He's fucking putting himself. He's putting himself against Jedi, right. Dude.
That's crazy.
Jake don't give a fuck about no competition, including me. That's why I became not his competition. He's an ally of mine. He's a,
so you guys are fighting the Jedi together.
Hell yeah!
If he called upon me to for such scenarios, oh yeah, I'm always ready.
Hey, key bullies, we got puppies for sale right now. American
bullies. Hey, they need to go home. New home.
Merch now just had her puppies.
All right, we got it.
That's a fucking wrap, hey, boys. Hey, that's a wrap on this
it's
one.
It's a gangster community.
Puppies.